Unit 7. Winnie. Isamu Kaneko, a highly respected software developer, created the free software known as Winnie. It is a type of software that allows file sharing over the internet. However, since it also allows a high degree of anonymity, it has been used by some people to illegally share movies, games, and music. Exchanging copyrighted material over the internet is considered to be a violation of the copyright law. In Kyoto, two men were arrested for sharing a large number of copyrighted data files over the internet. It turns out that they were using the Winnie software to do this. The Kyoto Prefectural Police went after Mr. Kaneko. Mr. Kaneko had not violated the copyright law himself, but was only responsible for creating the software used in the crime. He was soon arrested, not for violating the law, but for enabling people to violate the copyright law. This arrest came as a huge shock to other software developers. They were worried that if the software that they had developed was used in an illegal way, they also could be held responsible. This incident is not viewed the same by everyone. Questions are raised as to how the maker of a product is responsible for the illegal actions of those who use it. Could a knife maker be arrested for enabling a criminal to stab someone with the knife he made? A repercussion of this incident could be that the progress of software development in Japan may slow down. This is seen as a crisis by software developers and Japanese software companies. How are they to compete with foreign software developers with such a dark cloud hanging over them? In the software development world, speedy development is essential in keeping up with foreign competitors. If computer programmers are afraid of the illegal use of the software they have created, they will refrain from offering the latest developments until they are sure they will not have legal problems. Mr. Kaneko is a very high-profile computer programming developer. He was so good that the graduate school of Tokyo University headhunted him as a research associate to instruct courses for fostering top-level computer programmers. If such a famous software developer is not safe from prosecution, many much less famous programmers may feel quite threatened by the actions of the Kyoto High-Tech Police.